That should be Facebook Live, and that should be podcast audio recording. All right, there you have it. Okay, so what the fuck did you see? A screenshot of what? It's in one of those whack ass groups that you fucking.
I can't get out of the groups. I try and they pull me back in. It was a screenshot of someone, a black man, saying, "How come some prostitutes refuse to have a black man as clients? My money is as good as anybody else's." And then there's the comment section underneath it, and it is interesting, to say the least.
It's nothing similar to what anyone white would say.
So the comments are a lot of black men don't have access to quality women unless they're rich. A prostitute's body is her calling card. I wouldn't want a brute beast trying to ruin it.
Beast.
A beast.
Ah.
A beast.
Yes. You know that that beast, Jaleel White.
He is a beast. Also, the Green River Killer was not, apparently.
Oh, you know what? Go with someone who's not a celebrity. You know Raymond Loco.
Yeah.
That you fuck with. Ah, beastly. Frightening.
Very frightening.
Adorable beast. Very cute.
The cutest beast you've ever seen. We love Ray Ray. Because y'all want to argue my prices.
White men don't do that. Japanese men, nobody. Latino, nobody. Nobody anywhere in the consumerist position of capitalism ever wants to argue prices. Ever.
Y'all try to negotiate prices like you're buying a car and not pussy. So people who are not involved with sex work, or maybe are not, don't have a lot of friends involved with sex work, may not know about review boards. I don't think we've talked about them on the podcast in depth. Have we? I don't think we have. There are boards where like websites where clients can go and review sex workers, and they will actually, they're mostly white, male, generally over, I'd say, 30 to 35 years of age, and they will actually give you bad ratings if you are like a strict time watcher, right? Like somebody pays for 2 hours of services, and at like 2 hours and 10 minutes you put them out, they will give you a bad review for that. They'll give you a bad review if you won't provide extra services, if you don't provide discounts.
And these are all black.
Yeah, it's like 97% white.
97. That's fake news.
Yeah, and actually probably the biggest one is Tur. Like it's notoriously horrible. Because y'all are trash and disrespectful of women. Okay. Because that's a black male problem, apparently.
Only.
Solo. You're entitled. You devalue sex workers and try to lowball them. Okay.
At some point, someone in this thread's going to say they try to Jew you down. Like, somebody's going to say, it's coming. I can smell it.
Let's see. Then just like a bunch of people, like laughing emojis, like hashtag buy boy. Because they always try to be cheap and you never read the listings. Okay. Well, because black men don't like to pay, because black men are cheap, because black men are violent. This is just fascinating. And not because these things aren't true.
You know how black men run this website called Ghetto Gaggers?
Oh, God. And what's the Latino version? Facial abuse or something?
Fuck.
I think that's the one where they try to get the Latinas on it. But it's like the same thing.
I don't feel like putting that in my Google search history.
Yeah, right? Don't do it to yourself.
Fuck it. What? Ghetto Gaggers Latina?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's just called facial abuse.
Gaggers. I'm searching it right now.
I only know because I actually know a sex worker who got, like, kind of conned into doing a set or a scene with them.
Okay, there's just a... Oh, the, okay. Latina abuse.
Okay.
And Latina gaggers. I don't know which one's accurate.
Of course, run by white men. But, and you know, the issues that they're talking about are absolutely misogyny. It's absolutely stigma towards sex workers that you feel you can treat sex workers that way. But I'm honestly a little bit stunned that this is being framed as a black male problem as opposed to just a male problem.
It is. Black.
Okay. What? I mean,
folks, let me know if you dig this style of production. I'm doing the style where I play regular music with lyrics on it, not instrumentals, but I turn the mids, which typically has the voice way down, and the bass and the treble way up. I think it's just a fun dynamic. Like, if you listen to this in your headphones, it'll probably be a relatively appealing sound, I assume. So I'm an audio nerd. You may not be. You might just be someone that wants to hear news and comment.
Maybe.
Right? Oh, yes. no more comments in that thread? No more brilliance?
Well, I mean, there's more comments, but they literally all say that. They all either say, y'all are violent, y'all are cheap, y'all try to negotiate too much. Like, every comment. This is cheap, and y'all think this is Burger King, and you can have it your way.
Wait, so every single one of these people commenting is a sex worker?
I very much doubt that.
You can't just assume.
Really?
You don't know.
Because y'all rob sex workers. Oh, okay. And then someone said we should add him to this group. Okay. Yeah. Because it's your mother's money. Okay. Yeah, this is
Everything is fun.
It's fun.
All right. It's fucking fun. It's Wednesday,
the 4th,
October 4th, 2017. All right. So
we're doing video game again.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope that clears up. All right. So we look like a video game if you're looking on the Facebook's lives video.
See, now I almost want to go into like other spaces where I know sex workers talk about things and just anonymously read the comments of all the times they've gotten like screwed over by clients, when a client overstayed, when a client violated boundaries, like how many people have been, you know, assaulted by white cops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many.
All right, let's get down to the get down.
Get down to the get down.
You can contact him at the Father Teresa on Twitter. However, Father Teresa is drunk.
So are we gonna do...
Right now, he is making another drink.
Nice. Are we gonna do studying?
Father Teresa claims to be a champion for women, but ask him how much he pays for that. Father Teresa doesn't like puppies. Don't bother Father Teresa with hashtags. He doesn't care nor give any fucks about what that is.
What's good? What's really good? Y'all already know, folks. Riley Freeman, a.k.a. Young Reason, doing the Godzilla Big Head All-Star Weekend. Only 8 years old and putting a smackdown on these bitch-ass niggas. Here he is winning the three-point contest, making it rain like Lil Wayne out this motherfucker, without even taking off his warm-ups or his Tim's, nigga. And later, he busts Vince Carter's ass in the slam dunk contest. Look, look at this right here. Look, look. God damn! Man, I seen it all. Ernie, nigga, back to you.
This Riley Freeman, a very exciting but controversial player. Last year, he became the first person to leave elementary school and go to the NBA when the Miami Heat signed him to a $3 gazillion contract, the biggest in league history.
I don't care how much they pay him, Ernie. This kid is a disgrace to basketball. He epitomizes everything wrong with the game today.
Now, Charles, it seems to me that you're hating on Riley because he stacks paper to the ceiling and rides on 24-inch chrome.
Yeah, that's true.
Now let's go back to my nigga on the floor.
Man, check out how Young Reezy shitted on these niggas in today's game. Here's Riley going up against Kobe Bryant and breaks his ankle. Look at that bitch-ass nigga limping off the floor. Ooh, no wonder they ride his nuts so hard. Seems like Yao Ming wants some too. Get your bitch-ass out the way, nigga.
Fellas, I'm here with All-Star MVP Riley Freeman. 87 points, 25 rebounds. Riley, is there anything you can't do, nigga?
I don't know. Go, bro.
Good one, little brother. Shaq, 17 blocks for Riley. You had one. That's got to make you feel fucked up.
It did at first. Then I realized hating on Riley's superior game doesn't make my game any better, so guess I have to work harder, step up to his level. That's what great players do. They bring the best out of everyone on the team.
So he's better than you?
Yes.
And stacks more paper and gets more hoes than you, nigga?
Absolutely.
And speaking of hoes, we are also joined by Riley's grandfather.
And manager, thank you.
I see you're fucking up all your grandson's money.
Why, yes, I am, player. I'm blowing through his money so fast, you wouldn't believe it. Yesterday, I bought a car that turns into a boat. Can you believe that? A boat.
Granddad, you messing up my dream.
I paid for that bed you sleeping on, so it's my dream, too. You should probably wake up to smell the sheets. You know you pee the bed.
I do not. Get out my dream.
Boy, you out of your goddamn mind raising your voice at me? I'll beat your little ass in front of what's his name. Now get your butt up here.
Back to y'all, man.
Shut up.
I like show openers.
Really? Dancing ass niggas.
It's the same old story, but you never get it right, nigga. What?
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
No matter what has ever come to me, I fuck got my own brand of company. I got da-da-da inside my head, and I play songs back to back until I go to bed. Wake up by myself inside an empty room. There's nobody next to mine to ooh.
Aside from Hannibal, because I love Hannibal, is it bad that I watch Hannibal and I get hungry? Does that make me a bad person?
Walking, waking on a crowded street with my headphones loud so my hips can swing, so my head can nod to the rock and roll, to the boom boom beat.
That this
no. Red Vines, though. Right?
I forgot about... Where can you... Are those in the Walgreens or the CVS?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah, they are.
That's about to happen. I don't know what I'm podcasting for. I could be getting Red Vines.
Mm-hmm. But then you gotta, like, chew off the top and the bottom and use them as a straw. Right? Or not just me?
No, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have the whole rest of the pack to eat. One can
right.
be a straw.
Yeah, yes! Yes! Oh my god, we're like twins. I'm just saying, man.
Too back until I go to bed. There's a river in my mind that's never still. Swirling to them all the time gives me.
And Father Teresa is a shining example of why field Negroes cannot be allowed to associate with house Negroes.
Oh my god, I need to separate that clip. Hold on, let me hit stop. I'm hitting. Classic old school clips on the teleophone. Where the fuck is the trigger warning?
Father Teresa is my atheist, communist, socialist, liberal, asshole, racist, feminine hating, d-hole uncle.
Oh my god.
What the fuck was the deal with these fucking show openers?
No.
I used to make these shits. That's an old show opener. When apparently I just used to make long ass fucking show openers. That shit was long. We're 13 minutes in because of that. But what you got to hear there, that was an old, like back when, probably like the second or third time we were on the teleophone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, I got a new friend over the internet and we're cool, we're talking about stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it was like you and Raymond, really.
Yeah.
I don't think I was really riffing with much anybody else. I mean, it was Frick Face from the workplace.
Yeah.
And, I didn't really fuck with much anybody else. And at that time, it was 2014. And February that year, like, I no longer associated with any more, like, men in proximity.
Right.
Like, and I just didn't hang out with men anymore. Like, dudes on the internet, like, here we go, Michael Wright right there. Like, those niggas is dope. He said, favorite Negro couple. Michael Wright, tell Rashani and his little homeboys over there that we got them, what's them Oreos? Toffee coffee?
Mocha.
Mocha Oreos. And they're fresh, man. I fucks with them, man. I dip them in a frosty glass of Moo Cow, and I gets busy. That's Michael Wright in the Facebook Live comment section. All right, it's a White on White Wednesday, White on White Crime. Someone might allege that you have white-on-white crime.
What?
You're a crimer.
What?
Are you a white-on-white crimer?
No.
Have you ever been a white-on-white crimer?
No.
Do you know any white-on-white crimers?
Maybe.
All right. That's good enough. What you got?
So do we want headlines or just want straight stories?
Fuck headlines. Yeah, get into the shit. Some of them are so short. Yeah, some of them are so short they are headlines.
Yeah, they really fucking are. All right, let's see. How about we start with...
Hotel California? Nah.
How about... I have too many good ones. This is actually hard. All right, beer plus beer equals shenanigans and an arrest record?
Really? He's just gonna go right in. Bam! All right, you're fucking with the show title already. Nigga, just jump right into the show title.
What you make, is that the one you made the show title?
White on white crime dash beer in the wine cellar.
Oh, well, we'll save that one for fucking later then.
Save it for fucking like all the right. Show is 4 hours.
We have time. We have time. All right, and red vines. How about this one? Man tries to crowdfund criminal restitution payments.
Restitution payments?
Yeah.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
A 22-year-old Texas man who was convicted of running down and killing two highway workers in 2014 while driving drunk has since tried to use GoFundMe to pay his restitution fees.
I like it.
Jan Michael Neves Delgado was found guilty by an El Paso County jury on 2 counts of intoxicated manslaughter. I like that they have their own, manslaughter charge for when you're drunk. Like, they actually have intoxicated manslaughter. Like, that's actually what it's called.
I wonder if that's less or more time.
Probably less.
And it's like, well, fuck, man, he was plastered. The hell was he supposed to do?
He was convicted of 2 counts of intoxicated manslaughter on May 2016 in connection with the deaths of Jimmy Joe Broadstreet.
What?
Jimmy Joe Broadstreet.
No, that's not his fucking name. His name isn't Jimmy Joe Broadstreet.
His name was his name.
What?
And James Green.
Jimmy Joe? What kind of donut pimp is...
It's Texas, man.
Bitch better have my sprinkles. Like,
it's Texas.
I'm Jimmy Joe Broadstreet. The fuck? Where them crumpets at, ho? What?
British motherfuckers.
Jimmy Joe Broadstreet. Fine, okay.
So the accident happened in 2014. Jan Michael Neves Delgado was on the crowdfunding site account pleading for donations toward the $10,000 in restitution money he was ordered to pay victims' families. On his plea, he said, quote, back in 2014, I made a big mistake while being enlisted in the Army. Ended up being kicked out unfairly. Nigga, you got kicked out because you were a drunk driver and killed 2 people. That's why they kicked you out. What the fuck? So I made a mistake. I was kicked out of the Army unfairly. And even though I got probation since... Wait, he got probation for this shit? Y'all wild motherfuckers. I was involved in the accident. I had to pay $10,000 in restitution to fix all damages, he wrote. His plea continues. It's been really hard to pay that much back when you have probation because it becomes really hard to find a job. And then when you have a job, you don't make enough money. Please help me pay back and get some weight off my shoulders.
Oh, you mean to tell me that... Well, what's that thing when you say that as someone not making enough money should just get a better job?
Yes, bootstrap it.
You're admitting that you think that all jobs are necessary, but some people just deserve to be poor.
Yes.
So whatever job you're doing, I guarantee you people that you agree with on a bunch of other political shit think you deserve to be poor.
Yes.
Father Mucker.
Neves could not be reached for comment on Tuesday. The GoFundMe campaign was created June 18th and deleted Tuesday. This Tuesday. Like October, what, 2nd? Yeah, October 2nd. After family members of the victims discovered it and shared...
Third.
And shared their outrage on social media. One of those family members was Broadstreet's niece, Christina Thompson. Quote, I thought it was disgusting he would try to make himself out to be the victim of circumstances he created, Thompson told thechronicle.com Wednesday morning over Facebook. He should be grateful his only penalty is monetary instead of having to suffer the loss of a family member like myself.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Yeah.
Fine. All right, you've got all the crime. We got all the criminals. The fuck is this? We can't do that. All right. Okay, motherfuckers. Now, we're going to go on down to Montana, which is northern Texas. It's all the fuck. Real, that's what Montana is, northern Texas. Police in Montana say a man told his friends he needed help moving, and he got their unwitting help to steal $40,000 worth of items from another man's home. That's a very packed sentence. Like, a lot of shit happened from the beginning to the end of that sentence, right? Police in Montana, all right, they have cops out there, and they say a man told his friends he needed help moving. Well, that people need help moving.
People need help moving.
And he got their unwitting help. Hey, unwitting help. I don't really have my wits about me when I'm helping a friend move. Help steal $40,000 worth of items. Where? What? What, Macy's? The fuck? From another man's home? Whoa!
Yes.
Y'all broke up in some nigga shit in northern Texas.
Yeah.
God damn. One sentence. all that shit. That sort of transition in tone. And now we move forward.
Yes.
One of his friends, Patrick Joseph Adams.
No, that's the guy who did it.
Junior. One of the friends of Patrick Joseph Adams, Junior. Rented a U-Haul for Mr. Adams without knowing it would be used for a crime. Another friend told police he became suspicious and left the premises after he saw military medals in the Great Falls home. That's some white people shit to know exists. You sure? I'll be like, oh, is that for swimming? Them swimming trophies?
Like, swimming trophies. Oh.
I don't know what the fuck that shit looks like. He showed me some military medals. What, you got that at summer camp down at the Boy Scouts Jamboree? That's pretty good. You won the flag football game.
Jamboree.
Playing frisbee football? That's a pretty good time. Fucking. So he's so white, he actually knows what military medals look like. And he said that he doubted the 36-year-old Patrick Joseph Adams Jr., doubted that he served in the military, and had never mentioned being deployed before.
My favorite part about that, though, is like, so you in a dude's house, dude tells you it's his house, you see the medals, you're like, I don't think those are his medals, but you leave and don't tell anyone else. He left the other people who thought they were helping him move there.
Maybe he was ignorant of him like me. He's just leaving like, fuck, I don't have any lacrosse medals. This is bullshit. Fucking.
I'm sure that's what happened.
Oh, he's fucking participation medals.
Participation trophies.
Yeah, I mean, really, like, if you go to war, you should expect to get shot, right?
Yeah.
So a Purple Heart is a participation trophy. You ain't earned that shit. Somebody gave you that bullet. Go fuck yourself.
You just really trying to piss people off today, I see.
Oh, yeah, like pro-military people tune into this program ever. Or at least for more than 3 seconds.
That's a valid point.
Prosecutors charged Mr. Adams on Thursday with burglary and criminal mischief. Both are felonies. Now, the Great Falls Tribune reports that Mr. Adams faces up to 30 years in prison and $100,000 in fines. It is at his initial appearance in the district court on Thursday, Judge Elizabeth, oh, he done got a woman judge. Oh, no. I hope she listens to the wine cellar. Judge Elizabeth, her last name is Best. He got a woman whose name is Best.
Judge Best.
Woo! Oh, that's gotta hit you right in the huevos. As my coworkers like to hear me say. Apparently, they find that hilarious when I say that.
I would find it hilarious, too.
Yeah, I think it's mostly because I don't... I'll try to pronounce the words as well as I can in Spanish, but I don't try to tuck away the American accent. I know what the fuck I sound like.
Yeah.
So, like I goof around. Like, I saw a guy I don't really interact with trying to pick something up. It's like, con huevos. And he started laughing so hard he couldn't pick it up, and I had to help him, which that's my fault. Fucking. So, the Best judge, Miss Elizabeth herself, she set Mr. Adams' bail at $50,000 and required him to wear a GPS monitoring if he is able to post bond. Now, Now, according to the state records, Mr. Adams Jr. Was previously convicted into... Oh, goddamn. Fucking... All right. Previously convicted in 2016 of carrying a concealed weapon and in 2010 of criminal possession of dangerous drugs. You realize... So he got convicted for carrying a concealed weapon.
Yes.
That means as a white man...
Yes.
His behavior was such that he made police think we ought to check this motherfucker.
Yes.
You gotta be doing some shit to be white and a man at the same time to where you're like, police gotta check you.
And out in rural northern Texas or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, northern Texas, man. Holy.
I'm just kidding, it's actually Montana, right? It was Montana?
Yeah, it is. I just call it northern Texas because it is. Fucking... So, yes, concealed weapon, and in 2010 of criminal possession of dangerous drogas, both were in Cascade County, because they're on the other side of the Cascade Mountain Range, Volcano Range, and also in 2010, he was convicted of forgery, and he's just a fucking criminal, convicted of forgery in Toole County. Was he in Butt?
I have no idea.
You act real petty when I talk about Butt.
If someone hadn't gotten petty, we could have fucking asked them where these places were.
Well, man, they're in northern Texas. They can get a firearm and aim it at me. Fucking... Now, according to the police report, the officer did not want to request a warrant for Mr. Adams in July because he knew Mr. Adams Jr. was on probation at the time. Now the officer wanted to coordinate with the probation and parole office to get a search warrant for Mr. Adams' home, where the officer hoped to recover some of the alleged items that were stolen. He instead tried to meet with Mr. Adams at the probation office on September 25th, but Adams Jr. did not show up. And it is still unclear if he has a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyer.
Although, I still have to think, I think that my absolute favorite part of that story, though, is that these people thought they were friends enough to help him move, but they didn't actually know what his house looked like. Could you imagine being willing to help someone move, and you've never even been inside their house?
Oh, man.
Right? Because that's how this whole thing happened.
Ooh, like, fuck
I can't that. Imagine. I can't imagine.
Hell no, man.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on the show.
You should get a tan before anyone comes on the show. I should start getting a tan before I come on the show.
Face is actually pretty fucking pale, too. Like, she, like, and again, I get it. It's the white girl energy. Like, she came in and she was like, touch my face, granddad. And it's just like, why do you always walk up saying inappropriate things? See, I'm sunburned. Ha ha ha. That's not funny. You're injured. You're hurt, right? What is the problem? Holy shit. There's a fourth comment. Who left a fourth comment on the Facebook Live video? Oh, Michael Wright said it's actually the fourth. Today's the fourth right now?
Yeah, today is the fourth. That story or whatever was from Tuesday, so it was the second. Also, yeah, mocha Oreos. I don't know. I'm not feeling it. William likes it, so that's what's happening.
Yeah, they're dope. The mocha... And keep in mind, like, they're not spot on with these flavor titles. Right. The mocha, it's more, it's, well, fancy chocolate, kinda. It's fancy nigga chocolate. It's like, yeah, it's nigga fudge. On the real to real. It's hood fudge. Watch, somebody who shoots pornography films, like, that's gonna be the new
black
gay video. Yep. Hood fudge.
All right. I think we're gonna do this one next.
What? This and then Scotty Reed.
Oh, sure.
Just to shake it up.
Just to shake it. Oh wait. Oh, and then wait. Go back you're to not gonna. You're not,
yeah. This woman right here, and then okay. Scotty Reed. You gonna do this woman?
Well, I want to do this one instead because this one's actually kind of serious. I mean, we're gonna make it funny, but you know.
It's not serious. Let's see what's so serious about this. Alright, so federal agents, people with jobs, as you may assume, they're out trying to determine things, and one of the things they're trying to determine is why a man pulled over for speeding in Tennessee was carrying a cache of weapons, including two submachine guns and 900 rounds of ammunition, to shoot people. Like, they're... How much are they getting paid to figure this out? Yo, give me $50,000 a year. I'll figure this out every time, quick and or fast. I'm telling you, we'll get them all solved. 10 minutes tops. Soon as you pull him over and I look at his face, I'm like, yep, impound everything. No, strap him in the car, impound him too. Take all this shit. Fucking... So the deputies, they found this 43-year-old Scott Edmonston of Johnson City carrying four guns. One of them is a .357 caliber Magnum, a loaded .45 caliber semi-automatic, and a .223 caliber fully automatic assault rifle, and a .308 caliber fully automatic assault rifle. He also had more than 900 rounds of ammunition and survival equipment. The Washington County Sheriff, Ed Graybeal, is the one who distributed this information. Now, Mr. Graybeal asked the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and or Firearms to help investigate this issue. And since the automatic weapons aren't registered and lack serial numbers, he needed their help. Because he wanted to shoot people. What? Why do you need more people for this? Take all these salaries, condense them down into me. I'll do all this research. This is very easy to figure out because he wanted to shoot people. Go through his Google history and it sees that he was looking at Black Lives Matter meeting in Hackensack, New Jersey. That's where he was going to shoot people.
It's just the epitome of white privilege. We found a man with unregistered firearms and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. What do you think he was planning on doing with it?
Alright, so we have to employ like over 50 people at over $70,000 a year each to figure it the fuck out. Motherfucker, when I get my overtime, it does not meet the inflation standards since the 70s, and I figured this shit out. I didn't even pull out my crescent wrench for this one. God damn. Shit. Here we go. They're gonna keep... There's more words in this thing. Anytime you have several... This is a quote from Michael Knight, an ATF spokesman. Anytime you have several firearms and several hundred rounds of ammunition in a vehicle, that always causes concern.
No,
causes concern. No, your teacher calling for a special teacher conference with Timmy causes concern. This is a white man doing white man things, which is cause for alarm. Anytime a white man is feeling extra white today, it's terror level white man. Okay? Fucking. Now, authorities still... more sentences also delivered by Mr. Michael Knight, ATF spokesman. Authorities still haven't determined why Edmonston was carrying all that firepower. We don't see the connection due to recent mass shootings. Oh, what's the connection? White man, white man, white man, white man. That's the connection. Shit. The arrest came a day after Stephen Paddock. Okay, we're going to get into Stephen Paddock. We got some real truth from Scotty Reed, Black Talk Radio News. The arrest came a day after Stephen Paddock killed 59 people and wounded more. Everybody knows about that, right? Knows about that. Da-da-da-da-da. More words from Mr. Knight. He said, it's not connected to any of the other national incidents. They are connected by your ass not being in Europe. This should be white-on-white crime, interracial, intra-racial, yeah. Intra-continental. This is intercontinental, white-on-everybody-on-the-motherfucking-planet crime. Damn it. It is connected by that. It's called a macrocosm. I ain't even got no fancy education. now, he keeps saying words. Our priority is reducing violent crime on the front end, so that... Oh, you didn't get on the front end of the other one. You didn't get on the front end of Sandy Hook. Hell, what was it? 273 days and 273 shoot-em-ups?
Yeah, it was... I think it's 271 shoot-em-ups and 273 days.
You ain't on the front of shit. You're on the front of lunch break. Our priority is reducing violent crime on the front end, so that's the other thing we're looking at, along with motive. Were these items going to be used for a criminal act? You know, with the serial number scraped off? We're not sure.
He said, were these items going to be used for a criminal act?
Or were they just being transported from one area to another? Hey, man, it's good.
I mean, I don't know what you do on the weekends, but on my weekends, I like to transport unregistered firearms with several hundred rounds of ammunition in my car.
Hey, it's a white man track meet passing fully automatic batons. That's all. White man track meet. Let's go! Fucking shit. Closing paragraph. Gray Beal in Edmonston threatened his arresting officer. God damn! All right, Gray Beal said that Mr. Edmonston threatened his arresting officer and lunged toward investigators trying to question him. He is jailed without bond on charges of possessing prohibited weapons, speeding, and felony evading arrest. It's unclear if he has a lawyer either. White on white crime. It's always great.
Hey, Shamika.
Jesus Christ.
Light skin cookies.
More sensitive light skin cookies. I think that's
Nutter Butters.
Nutter Butters?
Fuck yeah.
That's not sure. Oreo Golden?
No.
No, that's when you get blonde weave or something. That's okay, so that's Beyonce Knowles sensitive.
I'm about the Nutter Butters.
Nutter Butters.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'll get you some Nutter Butters. Do you dip them in a frosty glass of Moo Cow?
No.
You just go dry?
Yeah.
You a wild motherfucker, man. You one of the downest niggas I know. I'm just taking a look at the decibels.
Yes.
Okay, it's a little heavy, but I know most of that is the bass. All right.
We should start doing that. Ooh, I like almond milk, actually. We should start doing that. Make like our own terror level scale, like terror level white man, terror level white woman, terror level white children, terror level children of the corn. What the fuck ever.
Huh. Yeah. No. Like terror level, like little white girl. Yeah. Like start there, and then little white boys. The little white girls deliberately make me laugh. Like I don't. I think you had walked away from me. We were in the Ross, and a little white girl
was just wilding around.
There was I don't know if it was the same one, but there was one that was dancing.
Yes.
And then I'm like, fuck, this motherfucker dancing. And I slipped. I made eye contact. And when they see this happen, they're like, uh-huh. And then they start dancing at me. Little white kids always do. And they start dancing at me and holding eye contact like Gator and Jungle Fever. And they're like, I do it. You know, I do it. I like eating fries. Cause I'm a what white kid. Ah! Like, and I fucking laughed. And then, like, she was like, mission accomplished, and went back to her parent. And then the whole time, the parent's not paying attention to shit. Like, your child is comedically harassing black men, and you're not doing anything about it. This is bullshit. I don't have freedom. I'm about to take a knee in this motherfucker. Every time I hear the theme song from Friends, I'm taking a fucking knee.
Wow.
All right? Rembrandt that. All right, so, Scotty Reed of the Black Talk Radio News Network, he kicks hardcore shit, right? He kicks true shit. He kicks ill shit. He does.
He does.
Right? Like we wouldn't know. I'm telling, like, I'll never forget, man. I'll keep pumping that. Like, we know Trayvon Martin's name because of Scotty Reed. Like, he was the one pumping that shit day in and day out until outlets like the Young Turks picked it up, and then MSNBC and shit picked it up like weeks later. But yeah. Scotty Reed was the one who was banging on about it every day from that night.
Yeah.
To like, he made it to where I remember that night. I remember going home, and it was raining like a motherfucker that night. It wasn't storm raining, but it was Florida raining that night. So I know, like, I was going home at the, like, when Trayvon got shot, I was going home from work. So, like, I remember that because of Scotty Reed. And you remember when he was talking about the light-skinned niggas ain't black conversation. Like, he went in on that. But he is kind of a conspiratorial black conservative. He is of the, he challenges Neely Fuller, but he is of the Francis Welsing Neely Fuller crowd, right? That whole crowd that includes, like, Tariq Nasheed and niggas like that, Cynthia Gree on the YouTubes, niggas like Jason Black, like all he's of that conservative crowd. Gusty Renegade. Gusty Renegade actually pays Scotty Reed to host his program on the Black Talk Radio Network. All right.
I still think at one point we should do an episode of the cows and just make it into a drinking game, and every time they quote Fuller, just take a shot.
Yeah. That I mean, that'll be good for like one of those hunker down week, like one of those 3-4 day weekends where you get to hunker on down Midwest style. That's what I do. That's how I live. All right, so fucking so that's for folks who don't know who Scotty Reed is. So that's the deal there. And I knew he was gonna do it. Like you said, you looked on Facebook, and that's why I said check his podcast feed.
Yes.
But you checked Facebook, and he said he wasn't gonna do one.
No, I checked mine.
Oh, you did?
Mine.
It wasn't loaded yet?
I guess not. I updated the app, though, so maybe it showed up after the updates.
Oh. Yeah, man. And I don't know. It's not showing here in my iTunes. Wait, here. October 4th. So, yeah, he posted this today.
Oh,
but it doesn't say what time today.
Okay.
Right? So, and it's only a 2-minute clip, and it's Scotty Reed commenting on Stephen Paddock, right? And let's see where he goes with this. All right.
Stephen Paddock, the man authorities say is responsible for the attack on concertgoers in Las Vegas over the weekend, was prescribed a drug in June that is known to have dangerous side effects. As people seek to explain why a man with no criminal record or record of violence, who was a retired IRS worker and real estate investor who seemed to be enjoying a life full of golf and gambling, would commit such an act. As to be expected, groups with various social political agendas have seized on the tragedy to push us. The usual conspiracy buffs like Alex Jones are reporting without any evidence that Paddock converted to Islam and was...
I know, he reads like a robot. Bear with it.
...ordered by ISIS to carry out the attack. Others are claiming Paddock was a white supremacist and lacking any evidence of any racist views expressed publicly or privately. The allegations seem to be based solely on Paddock being a white male who only rented apartments to those with good credit. Others are circulating what appeared to be a Photoshop obituary for a Stephen Paddock, alleging the government and the media is lying about the assailant and that Paddock was not the shooter, while others posted pictures of another man with the same name who was not anywhere in the state of Nevada during the mass murder spree. Paddock did not leave a suicide note or political manifesto that has been found, and there are no reports of ISIS flags, Nazi or Confederate paraphernalia found in his hotel room or home. However, there is evidence, according to law enforcement, that Paddock had been taking the drug diazepam, which had over 40 side effects, including outbursts of anger, feeling that other...
All right, diazepam causes outbursts of anger. What is diazepam?
Valium.
That's what Eminem be rapping about.
Yes.
He likes to take it.
He does. It is something that's given for anxiety. It slows you down. Maybe some people use it for sleep. It's a depressant. Like, slows the system down. So, I like the fact that he is like, these people are conspiracy theorists, but here's what we really know, and then alludes to a conspiracy, that it was the Valium that did it. And he's like, and it has over 40 dangerous side effects. Well, that's because medicine does impact everyone differently. The majority of side effects are not dangerous. It's things like, may cause drowsiness because it's a depressant, or, you know, may cause confusion because you're tired and you can't focus, or you might get a headache, or you might get a stomach ache because it's hard on your stomach lining, that kind of shit, which is typical with any medication. Now, Most people who take Valium do not have outbursts, violent outbursts. Most people who take Valium do not pre-plan a mass shooting, and millions of people take Valium. Valium is one of those things like, what is it, Xanax, Valium, and wine, right?
That's Xanax. Like Xanax. Fucking, yeah, see, I commented when you were talking about this on the Facebooks that I don't know enough about medicine because I don't take it.
Right.
And I remember for my anxiety attacks, like, I was like, I'm in my 20s now. I got to do adult things. I got to go to the doctor and get shit fixed up. And they were like, hey, this here is called Xanax. And I had never heard of it because I didn't hang around the kind of crowds of people that do this shit recreationally.
Right.
So I was like, okay, Xanax, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Give me my pills. And I went and I got signed up for them and I went down to the Walgreens and they're like, here's your pills, Mr. Black Man. And I was like, thank you very much, Mr. White Man. And then I went and they were like, yeah, well, you want to take them before a stressful situation. Like, and I was like, what, like before work too? And it's like, yeah, before work especially. That could be a stressful place. And like, and I worked in fast food customer service. And it made me way too... Don't be laughing at me. Lunch rush, nigga.
Yes.
I was way too chill for how shit was going down. Because remember, this was 2004 George Bush at the head of shit.
Yes.
So the economy was like... booming still, you know, like they're like no crashes had happened yet, so people were spending money, so lunch rushes were a motherfuck. Like the location opened at 10:30 a.m. and there'd be a line, like people standing wrapped around the door waiting for the motherfucker to open.
Really?
Yeah. And I was on sandwiches, and these are white people. White people love sandwiches.
White people do love sandwiches. It is probably because they come with mayonnaise.
Yeah, and all the other sauces are mayonnaise based. In that particular establishment that I signed a paper that I'm not allowed to say their name on the internet. And I have a lot of shit to say. I have 12 years of shit to say about them. and yeah, when I was on those, I was like, just like, hey man, I got your turkey sandwich, man. Like everybody around me is in a hurry and I'm just Xanaxed out, man. And I'm just like, people like, on Xanax, I was the stereotype of a pothead.
Right.
But when I was on Reefer, I was fucking Michael Jordan. Just knocking shit out. But on Xanax, man, I was just like, what? You want low fat, man? Hey, man, that means no cheese or sauce, man. Is that all right, man? Well, I do want the cheese. Well, let's get you some cheese, man. You want cheddar? We got Swiss, too, man. Like, I was way too relaxed on the Xanax.
So... the technical name is diazepam, and that's because it belongs to the benzodiazepine class.
Oh, fuck.
Right. So that's, like, particular, it's for anxiety, it's for muscle spasms, it's, for people who are stressed, and the idea is that it's going to calm you down.
Oh, this just sounds like Italian nicknames. Like, I don't...
benzodiazepam, really. So, yeah, that's the thing to remember, is if you don't know, it is, like, the same class of drugs as a Xanax. Right? Like, odds are, if you have something you could get a Xanax for, you could be given diazepam for. Generally speaking. So, I think it's incredibly fascinating that something that makes the overwhelming majority of people who take it chill and mellow and tired and sleepy, he's like, no, it made him meticulously plan a, you know, several minutes to hours long mass shooting involving several weapons, mirrors, cameras, you know, planned point of entry, and then commit suicide. Like,
Fallon Matthews said in the comment section, she said, similar conspiracy theories emerged after other mass shootings. I'm not sure how, why they're credible to folks who think systemic oppression is somehow mythical. That's how Fallon talks.
That is not how Fallon talks.
Really? Well, she can prove me wrong if she wants to.
She's been on the show before.
That's not true. If you feel like digging through the archives to find that, go for it. I don't even, you know, I don't know what the fuck the episode count is anymore. I've lost it.
I don't know.
We don't
know.
We may have crossed the 600 mark and don't even fucking know it.
That's possible. That's a lot. Yeah, so that's just, like, really interesting to me, too. And then I wonder if that's because he is, you know, kind of like a black conservative in a lot of ways, where it's like there's the shaming around mental health treatment. There's a sort of distrust of, like, big pharma. Among a lot of Republicans, you know, things like that. I wonder if that's like...
And sometimes people like the black academic social justice types, man, the social justice heads, they'll be like, well, I mean, you gotta look at stuff like, you know, the syphilis injections. most niggas that don't trust doctors don't know about that.
Right.
They don't trust doctors because they love Jesus. Like, that's mostly what it is. Like, they're not much... That's why we call them black conservatives, because they're like white conservatives. There's a few more seconds of Scotty Reed kicking the truth.
Others are watching you or controlling your behavior, feeling that others can hear your thoughts, feeling, seeing, or hearing things that are not there, hyper-excitability, irritability, and unusual behavior, just to name a few. Details are still emerging from the case, and people may not get the answers they are looking for.
So, if you're irritable and, like, hyper and bugged out, wouldn't you draw attention to yourself while you're trying to get guns into a hotel?
Yes, probably. I mean, I don't know. Which is, like, another thing, too, is that, well, you know, maybe it was because of his mental state, because it agitates some people. Oftentimes, if you are taking some sort of medication for mental health issues, one of the things that's most common is that you end up hurting yourself, you like suicidal ideation or self-injury or making a suicide plan. It's typically not, and now I'm going to go on a mass shooting spree. And a very well-planned, well-executed, no pun intended, mass shooting spree. So I'm like fascinated that he's somehow suggesting that Valium caused him to shoot 500 people. Valium.
I wouldn't have noticed your pun if you didn't point it out. Like, now I'm chuckling on the inside. Like, he did well. He did execute. I tell you what.
I was trying not to do it, but I couldn't come up with another word off the top of my head. I was like, I need a fucking thesaurus.
And it was a country music thing, right?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is the White Lives Matter crowd?
Huh?
Where?
They are yelling at football players for taking a knee, obviously.
God damn, nigga, their knees aren't ashy. These are well-lotioned football players. Like,
well-oiled?
Well-oiled machines, really. Like, they are balls of energy that amuse you. And Fallon said, I don't think one is more addictive than the other, but there's not much difference. And then there's a semicolon half parenthesis. So,
yes,
everybody.
That was an emoji. Yeah, so I don't like that he did that. I really don't.
Oh, and shit. One more. My bad.
Yeah.
Fallon said, is his shaming of mental health treatment partially a concern of Eurocentric methods of treatment and the disenfranchisement of black folks, or just straight-up hotep stuff? I know folks are wary of white treatment ideologies that pander to privileged folks and undermine others, and I wonder if we have viable alternatives as a community. Nah, Reed isn't a hotep. Reed is, he's just a regular rural person. Yeah, he's got, because I'll tell you, like, I've been checking out his program since, 2011, and, he's not, no hotep. Yeah, he's just a regular rural dude. The black girl with glasses, Shamika Loco said, right, you are, more likely to hurt yourself if you're mentally ill. I don't understand why gun violence is associated with mental illness.
Because it's a good talking point. Like, really, because the thing is that if you're saying, well, it's just, like, the crazy people who are shooting people, then it's easy to justify people who just have bad behavior having guns, right? Because, like, there's, yeah, we know he beats his wife, but he's not, like, crazy, and that guy can get a gun. And we don't want to talk about that guy because we're like, no, the person who's mentally ill is the problem. So it's just part of the talking points. And then, of course, in his comment section where he posted this on Facebook, Scotty Reed said, everyone does not have the same reactions to medication. There's been plenty of studies in Europe showing that drug causes people to commit homicide. I'm sharing the information. People can do what they will. I practice real journalism, and I want people to have all the information. He did not post a single link to a single study of a single motherfucking thing proving that Valium causes people to commit homicide. And you would think if it's something that impacts white people in particular, and these studies were done in Europe, there would be hella studies done in Europe. But hey. Yeah.
Oh, damn. I got so used to saying Michael Wright. And I think you know what it is, because I started out as a fan, right? Like, because like before the Something in Common program, Michael Wright had a solo program. Mm. So I started out just listening to him like, that's Michael Wright. And so I had been listening so long that when we started interacting, I was like, that's Michael Wright. That's a good brother.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's... I swear, I never noticed. I don't say that. I actually don't say that. I don't say with Kimberly either. I always say Kimberly Nicole.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. What is that? You know what? Michael Wright did that on purpose.
Michael Wright did that on purpose. Not you.
Wait. What's that line? What's the name of that? Look at what Luke Cage did to him.
Look at what Luke Cage did to your cousin.
Right? That scene after he got beat to death with a mic stand.
He said...
my black feelings are hurt.
Everybody knows black people don't have feelings.
Oh,
Michael.
Man, somebody's losing melanin. Getting... If you got that other white-on-white crime that just interests me.
Which one? I have a few.
Oh, man.
This one?
What is this? Well, I keep taking it away because I want to do it. I want
to do this one. And it's West Virginia, so you can use the southern accent.
Oh, we go. All right, we're going to go out here to West Virginia. Now, a woman that folks... that's so patriarchal, right? Why does she have to be a grandmother?
Because it's a punchline later in the story.
Oh, fuck. Who wrote this? We should start making sure we collect these fuckers' names. All right, so a grandmother has joined her grandson in jail. It's co-ed jail? What the fuck? All right, a grandmother.
Probably county.
And I bet they're still transphobic. A grandmother has joined her grandson in jail after being accused of smuggling drugs to him behind bars. Oh, man. I'm already on her side for some reason. And it's not like I'm on his side. She's just trying to be nice.
Are you sure you're on her side?
I tend to forget that grandmother doesn't automatically mean 72 years old.
No.
Yeah, she's probably 51.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. All right, so she's just an aging thug, really. All right, so totally
how quick
changed.
We have switched the narrative.
Just from a... She scrolled up to the picture that we didn't... I wasn't prepared to bring it up on screen. So the Mountain State Fugitive Task Force said that... Oh, 64. Okay. 64-year-old Carolyn Lou Gray... Gay. Oh, her name is Gay. All right. Carolyn Lou Gay was arrested Wednesday on 15 charges related to drug possession and delivery. See that? They use that language? Mm-hmm. Well, they should just say... She was bringing the boy a couple of hits, a little something to the jail. Because drug possession and delivery sounds like you got fucking a truck with a canopy.
Right.
A fucking pit bull in the back seat. Like, it sounds like some real shit's going down. Like, this was no different than bringing him muffins, all right? If you're a food addict, that's not much different from being a drug addict. News media report a criminal complaint says that Ms. or Mrs. Gay visited her grandson September 2nd at Eastern Regional Jail near, I almost said near masturbating, near Martinsburg. Because I'm looking for punchlines so hard. Regional Jail near Martinsburg. The complaint says a guard heard inmate Sean Douglas Weister tell Gay to go ahead. It says Weister was directed to a strip search room, but instead ran away.
Nigga, you in jail. Where you finna go?
Where
you finna go? You are an inmate. You can't run away from jail.
To the library? Where the fuck were you going?
Oh, no.
Alright. So the nigga thought he was running away some damn where. Cool. Okay. Instead, he ran away. When the guards caught up, he yelled, "Run, granny, they caught me." Woo! You told this 64-year-old woman who may have done some of the drugs herself on the way there to run, granny, they caught me. Man, I hope there's audio of this somewhere. The complaint says investigators found 22 sealed drinking straws containing various drugs, including heroin, in Weister's possession, and Gay is the only person who visited him. Oh, so he was going to sell it to other inmates.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's big business. Niggas be letting these prison shows make you think they're doing big shit. That's a very limited population with a very limited amount of that population that actually wants your fucking drugs to be selling to. This shit is not retail. God damn it.
But he said, run, granny.
Run, granny.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is this? What is this? Is this from today? 7 hours ago. You got some show notes, man. Fucking... All right, so where are we? This is in D.C., Washington, D.C.? Mm-hmm. A person dressed in a black top hat and a bushy white mustache, occasionally putting on a monocle or dabbing forehead sweat with giant paper money, sat in the audience of the Senate Banking Committee hearing on the Equifax data breach on Wednesday, which you were talking about earlier. Yes. On Wednesday, former Equifax CEO Richard Smith didn't seem to notice. The person was dressed to resemble the character Rich Uncle Pennybags from the classic board game.
You see him in the background.
Oh, damn. You should have told me to get ready to put video up.
Oh, I didn't think we were going to have time to get to this one.
Yeah, oh, I shouldn't have went to it then. I'm just holding your device to shit.
That's okay.
Okay, and that's the whole story, right? He was just dressed as the Monopoly man. Back there, and that's a GIF of him doing that whole business. All right, so we might as well go where we gotta go, because we did title the episode. Nathan Corey, which is at 38 years old, right? That seems like such a 22-year-old name.
Nathan Corey?
Nathan Corey. Hmm. All right, Nathan Corey, 38-year-old individual, done got himself arrested out there in Connecticut by a state police trooper who pulled him over at about 10 in the p.m. Now, upon spotting Corey's vehicle striking a sidewalk and violating other traffic laws in parentheses, the Connecticut man had on a t-shirt that said beer plus beer equals shenanigans. Yeah. You know what? If white dudes that have on t-shirts that match their crimes should get another 10 years. On whatever the sentence is, if your t-shirt had anything to do, then you get 10 more fucking years. And that goes for your No Fear t-shirts too. No Fear t-shirt, whatever the fuck you did, 10 more years, motherfucker. Ah, man. What are those other ones? What, Tap Out?
Tap Out.
You assault someone with a Tap Out shirt on, 10 more years. Yeah, what, just do it? You did it, motherfucker. 10 more years. Uh-huh, better not.
That's what happens when you raise the terror level of the white man.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking, what, Black Lives Matter? Stole a pair of black jeans? Nigga, 10 more years. I don't care if you're a liberal. I don't care. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga. All right, now, Mr. Corey... the cops, they say, he failed subsequent field sobriety test.
They say tests, plural. He got to go through multiple tests before they decided he was a problem. It must be, like, fucking amazing to be white.
Yeah. You put on a t-shirt that says beer plus beer equals shenanigans, and people treat you normal. In William's world, we take you out. You're gone. You know? Corey, so he failed subsequent field sobriety tests, plural. Corey was eventually charged with operating under the influence of alcohol, failure to drive in a proper lane, unsafe movement from a stop position, failure to have headlights illuminated.
Now see, remember, I think this was yesterday, you were like, you can just write people a bunch of tickets at one time? See what I'm saying?
Yo, nigga, let's be cops. Somebody come be a cop with me, niggas, so we can lock up these white niggas. Come on. Who's down? And you know, like, how they be doing that bullshit, like, where FBI motherfuckers get with a nigga that's, like, Muslim, and they, like, hang out with him, and be like, yo, man, like, you know, white people piss me off. If you ever want to punch one in the face, yeah, haha, terrorist plot. Lock him up. Guantanamo Bay, motherfucker. Obama never closed it. And we could do that shit with white people. Be undercover cops and just be like, Black Lives Matter's terrorists, huh? Yeah. Terrorists shouldn't be negotiated with, huh? Yeah. Yeah, we should use the Second Amendment, huh? Yeah. Oh, fuck terrorists. Islamabad. I'll accuse white dudes of being in Islam. I don't care. I don't care.
They're members of ISIS and Antifa at the same time.
Ice-tifa. I don't Ice give a shit. Tifa. I'll lock you up, white boy.
I heard Alex Jones say that last night, too. That fucking, that paddock guy from Las Vegas. He goes, he was in Antifa and he joined ISIS 2 months ago. I was like,
Oh, fuck
that. I don't think those two go together, per se.
And Sharmika said she wants to use us as inspirations for future characters.
Okay.
Oh, man. Yo, make me look good, man.
Yeah!
Make me sound like I'm making sense here. Fallon said, people always calling these shooters lone wolf types. Mm. Oh, that must be from a different story.
That was from the previous story.
Okay, I was like, this guy ain't shooting much.
We were asking about why, well, both Scotty Reed, why there's like the thing about mental illness being brought up when it's not accurate. Because it's easier to, you know, to hit your talking points.
Hit your talking points. Now after the police fellers searched his car, they found drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and a machete. Why? Why? Why do you want to get high and cut people? What the fuck?
Because terror level white man.
Ah, that's shit, man. That's what they are. See, man, like fucking, like, I want to get high and listen to like old Snoop Dogg records. Like, I want to play the Dogfather album. This guy gets high and he's like, I should also get drunk, pack a machete, and fail multiple drug tests. Now, booked on an assortment of criminal and vehicular charges, Corey was freed from custody after posting $10,000 bail.
$10,000.
He is scheduled for an October 3rd appearance in Superior Court. Oh, fuck, we missed it. Shit, we're a day late on Mr. Corey. Can you find an update to this here?
I can look.
Yeah, he's black.
He might be.
Well, maybe not. That's alleged.
No, he's very white. I have his mugshot. Which is also, like, gotta be embarrassing, right? Like, that's, like, literally your fucking mugshot is you wearing a shirt that says,
Bear plus bear equals shenanigans.
Maybe. Why is my internet being so slow?
Which, and it's like, nigga, how thin is your blood already that two beers causes shenanigans? Two beers and I know it's time to flip the chicken over on the grill. That's literally how I flip the chicken. Like, I drink a beer, listen to a song, and flip the chicken.
Wow.
Yeah. There are no shenanigans in that. Like, two beers lead to shenanigans. You don't get to have beer anymore.
Yes. Probably that's a good idea.
William's World has rules.
My internet's being super slow.
Your internet is being super slow.
Yeah, keep talking.
Wait a second. You're not on the Wi-Fi.
I just took it off the Wi-Fi to see if it would move any faster.
You just took it off the Wi-Fi to see if it would move any faster.
Yes.
That's all right. Well, we're probably not going to get that feller. I'll tell you what, man. Alright, so this colored woman done messed around and turned it on over to me, so we'll go look into,
Really?
These aren't really my show notes. This is, like, shit that could be show notes. So,
what was his first name?
Nathan Corey. The Corey is with an E-Y. Jesus Christ. So there's a show called Yoga Girls. That exists. And it's like, I want to make it some Becky Lives Matter shit, but I think it'd be better if we bring on
what the fuck,
Sophia Loco,
yeah.
Because she actually worked on. I don't know what is her job. What does she do?
I don't know.
Yeah, but she works on these television programs, and there's a program called Yoga Girls, and Sophia Loco worked on that program.
So I can't find an update. However, as I'm googling it, you see what the fuck I see?
Who's that?
I don't know, some nigga.
CT man wearing beer shirt arrested. Yeah, but he's black, though. He doesn't get 10 more years for it.
It's the same story, though. They use the dudes, but when you actually click the link, they have a random black guy's picture. Random black people's picture in the thumbnail. And then when you scroll down to the actual story, it shows the white guy who was the actual criminal of the story.
You gotta wonder.
What the fuck,
what if,
man?
They're not even doing, well, on purpose, but, like, they did it on purpose earlier by just putting black people's names in algorithms with a word arrested. So black faces just come up.
Oof. That's messed up. I do not see an update.
All right, there are no updates.
They'll probably, although if he just got his court case, he might have the update. Maybe like tomorrow it'll be up.
All right, well that ought to do it. Well, let's So WineCellarMedia.com, follow her on the Twitters, Uppity Negress, two P's, two T's, two S's?
Yes. We mentioned the Equifax that had the Monopoly guy in the background. So Equifax had a huge customer breach. Just so you all know and feel safe that Equifax gave away half of the American's population's name, addresses, and social security numbers. That same company has just been granted a contract with the federal government and the IRS, and they're getting paid $7 million to prevent fraud.
We should just work there. Yeah, janitor job, probably 17 bucks an hour, I'll fucking go. Yeah, let's go find these Equifax niggas. Let's equalize the facts. WineCellarMedia.com, Phoenix Cleater on the Twitters, @UppityNegress. I am William J. Blackass Motherfucker, a.k.a. Dark Skin Nigglesworth. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. All right. Ready to take me something home. Wall-to-wall breeders, top notches, maintenance going down. At this bump, my fam, tonight, fool is going down. That's too much bass.
That's a lot of bass.
It is.